Well, I'm a farm kid, and that's the basic starting point. And my background is as a vocational agriculture instructor, and then a continuing education professor at UW-Madison. And I've always had a spot in my heart for agriculture, even though I've transitioned out of VOAG teaching. So we started the Harvest of Hope Fund back in 1986. Through our church, the Madison Christian Community. We did it on a, it happened to grow out of a weekend where we were handpicking corn because the snow was so deep, farmers couldn't get in their fields. And it raised visibility within our congregation for the fact that farm families struggle sometimes. And so the Harvest of Hope grew out of that. And it's been around for 31 years. We've given out over 1,625 gifts, totaling more than $1 million to farm families all across the state of Wisconsin, and for a whole variety of different issues or causes. But one of the key issues is power bills. When the moratorium is on in the wintertime, those power bills tend to mount up. And when April comes around and the power company is knocking on the door and saying, we'd like our money, quite often farmers are on the short end. And so we've contributed in many, many situations, literally hundreds of situations where farm families have been struggling to pay their power bill. And we're either able to help keep the power on or work with the power company to get it turned back on in cases where it actually has been cut off.
Right. Roger and I were talking how many times people do not realize how quickly energy bills on an active farm can mount up.
Yep. They can mount up real fast. And, you know, we've had farm families that have a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 power bill, and they simply don't have the money to pay it at the time. And the power company is threatening to cut them off. And I think most people realize that a farm without electricity is dead in the water in today's era. So power is pretty important.
Part of the reason why Roger's in studio with us is that you have seen a flurry of activity from farmers looking for that little extra assistance as we kind of head into the winter. Tell me a little bit about when things started picking up and what you've been hearing.
Well, actually, the flurry came this spring after the moratorium went off. We had a flurry of requests in April, May, June is what it amounted to. And we expect to see another flurry again this fall as the moratorium gets put in place, November 15th. So we're just at that stage where we're very aware of power bills and their effect on farm families in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, before we go too far, Roger, how can people find out more about Harvest of Hope or get connected? Let's give them that information. Is there a website or a phone number or a Facebook page? How can they find out a little bit more aside from listening to us?
The best way, we go to the Madison Christian Community website. If you were to Google Madison Christian Community, then click on service and then click on Harvest of Hope. And that would get you to our website.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more. Now, we want to be forthcoming. Roger, the reason I enjoy talking with Roger, aside from this philanthropic heart that he has, is you have boots on the ground experience in dealing with farm families when they are under stress. Explain to folks about your professional side of knowing how this stress mounts.
For over 35 years now, I've been teaching things like farm family stress, farm family communication. We did farm couples weekend getaways for many, many years, farm men's weekend getaways, farm women's weekend getaways. I've been involved in farm family transitions as the farm families are transitioning from one generation to the next. One of my biggest things right now is I'm a volunteer mediator with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And so I get involved in farm family conflicts when they emerge. And they typically invite me in when it's an intergenerational farm family conflict. The parents who may be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, and the kids, quote unquote, who might be in their 20s, 30s, or 40s, just aren't communicating with each other, or they're having down and out conflicts with each other, or problems transitioning the farm from one generation to the other.
Like you mentioned, Roger, you've been involved in this aspect of Wisconsin agriculture for decades. Do you see any difference in the stress or how we're handling the stress on today's farm families versus when you started? Is the size, the scope, the numbers we're dealing with changing that pattern, or is it still pretty much the same?
Well, that's a complicated issue to comment on. The number of farms has dramatically decreased over time. Farms have just gone out of business. So the number has gone down dramatically. The size of the farms has gone up dramatically. So those are two huge issues in the state of Wisconsin. The farm prices is always the key issue, and the cost of inputs is the other key issue. Farmers have been struggling with the prices of commodities for off and on for many, many years. The price of milk has been fairly low for 3-4 years now, which makes it a real struggle for dairy farmers. And yet the cost of the inputs, whether it be fertilizer, seed, fuel, machinery, cattle, that keeps going up. So the margins get pretty thin, Pam, and I don't know that the margins have improved much through the years. It's been thin margins through many of these years.
Since Roger and I have known each other. Now, your wisdom, share with us just a couple things that you traditionally end up advising farm families on how to deal with this. We get so caught up. We work alone a lot in agriculture, and that can be sometimes our worst enemy, being by ourselves, thinking. How do you counsel some of these folks in how to deal with stress on the farm at this time?
Well, one of the most important things is to maintain a support system. There's a pride among farm families that quite often keeps them from connecting with other people, and especially when they're under stress. And so one of the things I strongly encourage people to do is maintain your connections with other people in the community, maintain your connection with the church. If you are church members, maintain your connections with family members, with relatives, with neighbors. That can be incredibly important to talk things through and get support from others.
And likewise, if they're missing from that traditional circle, step up and find out why.
Good point. Very good point, Pam. Another thing I would suggest is using positive self-talk. Quite often what we do is we get down on ourselves, put ourselves down in significant ways when we're under stress. And one of the things I try teaching people is to turn that negative self-talk into positive self-talk. When they hear the negative running through their head, just say stop. And then try and replace that with more positive self-talk and what I could do right now to improve this situation. And turning self-talk around is probably the most significant thing a person can do to deal with stress.
Roger Williams in studio with us. He is one of the coordinators we'll be talking with from Harvest of Hope. And again, remember, this is a statewide group aiming to try to help farm families that are dealing with financial stress. Like Roger said, market prices are down, input costs are the same, margins are so thin. It can be very, very stressful on the farmer and the family as well as their community. Tell us again, Roger, how we can find out more about Harvest of Hope and perhaps make our own donation.
The Harvest of Hope website is Google Madison Christian Community, all one word, and then go to the service link within that website and then click on Harvest of Hope after going to the service link. And that'll take you to our website, which will have the brochure as well as application materials for anyone who needs to apply. And it would also have our address if an person is interested in donating. And we'd love to see that happen. Thank you.
We are going to be working with Roger and Harvest of Hope in the effort of keeping you aware of what they're doing and maybe more importantly, talking about the benefits that it brings for Wisconsin farm families and hopefully giving you an opportunity to contribute financially to keep this great statewide program available. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.